Now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon on our Wednesday night interview on KTTN 92.3 FM. The Bulldog wrestlers, they haven't been, although they've been hit really hard by contact tracing and coronavirus issues here over the last week and a half. They're getting back at least to full strength with being able to field a full team for the events here coming up over the next week. That's one issue. The other issue is, as we talk with Coach Bacon, it's one thing to get guys back after a week and a half out, Coach. It's another thing to throw them out on the mat and see if they're in wrestling shape. Well, one doesn't go with the other real well.
No, it doesn't. You've got to make sure that they are physically and mentally prepared for that match. And I think we've done a good job of that. You know, we've got the 6-day to return turn to wrestling policy, and we've kind of eased them back into activities, and we had a really good week of practice. So tomorrow night, most of them are going to be back, which is a really good thing.
For those that are more familiar with basketball, obviously you get fatigued in basketball. The coach always has the option to put you on the bench and get your win back a little bit, and you're not sprinting the whole time. But basketball is a lot longer than wrestling. But you know, what makes wrestling, because I think it probably 9-10 minutes that you'd be out of the match if the match goes to its full completion. So it's not a long match. But what makes it grueling if you just don't have your wind back and you're trying to get it back, say, when they get on the mat tomorrow, Coach?
Well, I think wrestling is kind of a tough one because it's a mixture of aerobic exercise and anaerobic exercise. So we're not just sprinting, and we're not just jogging, but we're using pretty much every muscle in our body, which uses a ton of oxygen. And it's always kind of funny to see a kid who has not wrestled a match before in their first match out, and they had no idea that it was going to be that physically exhausting. And some of it is adrenaline dump, too, when they get out on the mat, and you're psyched up and you're amped up, and sometimes that adrenaline just kind of wipes you out.
And kind of to the point I was going to make, too, is that there's not a whole lot, you know, if there's a break or something like that, obviously you might get 3-4 seconds of, you know, getting some time off, but you're always thinking. So I think that plays into the mental side of it. And it's just, it's constant. You're thinking and you're obviously working real hard. So there's just no break and you're going pretty much 95% flat out as hard as you can go.
Yeah, you really are. And you mentioned the thinking. You know, we in the practice room, we try to alleviate some of that by creating muscle memory. And when we do drills and we go back and forth between partners on different moves, what we're really doing is getting that muscle memory so we get to think less.
Are you going to polo tomorrow, Coach? Is that where the triangular is?
So we actually we checked into that. It's at home this year.
Ah, outstanding.
We're happy about that. It starts up at 5:30.
So you got Marceline. We know Marceline just year in and year out. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a different level of being good. But we'll put it this way: Marceline, they either go between elite and state championship level, or they're very much above average. So they're solid. What sort of a squad does Polo have, to your knowledge, this year, Coach?
You know, I'm not sure about Polo. We have not seen Polo yet this year. You know, we saw Marceline earlier in the season, and they were kind of where we were at last week as far as a lot of their kids were in quarantine or not eligible just yet. And so we're looking forward to battling a full Marceline team, and I think it's going to be super competitive. But I think I really do think we've got the kids to get the job done tomorrow night.
Yeah, you went to the Crossroads Classic, and it's kind of, you know what it is because you had so many kids that were out due to protocols, so you're going to take some losses just because of forfeit. There's not a thing you can do about that, so you just know you're going to take some L's and you're going to lose some points that way. So you just kind of ignore the team category, and you see how you can do individually. And from the 6 wrestlers you brought down there, Coach, all of them could come home and say they did something well. You guys had a really good day at Cameron.
You know, we really did, and I saw some kids at that tournament really turn the corner, and in January, mid-January, that's kind of what you like to see. Kate Nolan and Sam Gibson both, you know, they went 5-0 and wrestled some good competition, too, And it just seems like they're turning the corner and they're gutting out those really tough matches that used to, when the going got tough, maybe they wouldn't persevere, maybe they wouldn't push themselves through that match. And now it's like watching two completely different kids. They are finishing the match strong, and I was just really proud of both of those guys.
So Sam wrestled at both 182 and 195. Looking at postseason and late season, where would Sam's best opportunity to get advancement once you get toward postseason? Is he better at 182 or 195?
Well, I would say, you know, right now, the way it sits, probably at 182, and we just kind of bumped him to get him another match at 195. I think that was during our last duel against Clinton. And so I think right now as it sits, the plan is for Sam to be at 182. He's a big, strong sophomore, and he looks really good at 82.
Chillicothe got you 54-19 head-to-head, but obviously there were a lot of points that you gave away just because of forfeits and things like that. You got Chillicothe coming down the pike here in a couple of weeks at your place, I might add, on the 26th. And hopefully, you know, there's no guarantee of this in the world we live in now, but hopefully that you're full strength and they're full strength that night, because I think Chillicothe-Trenton on the 26th could be a really fun duel.
Oh, it's going to be... It's going to be a duel that comes down to a few points, I guarantee. You know, last year, that's exactly what happened. And I think us full strength and them full strength, you know, Chillicothe, they've got some good wrestlers, but they've also got numbers. You know, they don't have any opens as far as the weight class. So, excuse me, our kids always have to perform really well. If we want that duel win, we're going to have to go out and get pins. And we're going to have to stay off of our back, too.
Yeah. I look at a kid who, obviously, he grew up so much from just the experience he got of being a starter at an important position on the football field this fall. But at 152, Coleman Griffin, his wrestling is really coming along this year and has improved a great deal, has it not?
Well, yeah, Coleman is, man, he is athletically, he's one of the more talented kids that I've been able to coach. He's got a lot of technique and he knows how to set up his shot really well. And to watch him in the wrestling room and in some of the matches that he wrestles, it's just on another level. It really is. And the thing that we need to get Coleman to do is finish out those really tough matches, because if he starts doing that, he could be at the top of the podium at state.
Chillicothe tournament is Saturday. Let's talk about that before we wrap things up here. What time does it start at Chillicothe? Usually it's mid-morning Saturday. Is that what we're looking at, between 9 and 10?
Yeah, it starts at 10 o'clock. There's no spectators, but they will live stream that, and I'm sure Coach Cowling will put a link up on Facebook as soon as he gets it.
That's usually, you know, check Facebook first, YouTube first, and Facebook second is the way I go if you're looking for that. And just, you know, search Chillicothe, you'll probably find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, man, we're looking forward to that tournament. This is our first year in that tournament. We're going to get to see some teams that we don't normally see. Mid-Buchanan is one of them, and we really needed to see them. Benton and a few other bigger schools like Marshall.
It's head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldog wrestling team. Chillicothe tournament's going to be fun. Trenton's going to go against Brookfield and Richmond on Tuesday of next week. I think you got cut off there, coach.
I think I did too. That's okay.
Hey, we're coming up on 10 minutes anyway, and I know we need to fit these in before we get to the Grundy R5 boys game over at Milan tonight at 6:15. So we'll wrap things up here. Good luck with the matches coming up, Coach. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.